This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today this episode we are going to discuss hope from differing angles. We will try to focus on the concept of hope from the perspective of the Quran and ahadith or prophetic traditions. Believing in the resurrection day has a tremendous impact on reinforcing hope in us. It increases hope, it boosts hope in us. Having faith in the resurrection day reassures people that life is not limited to this world, obviously, but continues after death into another life where they can realize many of their wishes. Of course, we as human beings, you know, as Muslims, as people who believe in the day of resurrection, should believe that there is an eternal abode and there is the place where we live perpetually, where we are going to be held responsible for our deeds. And if we are doing good deeds in this world, obviously we will be rewarded in the hereafter. We will be given rewards for whatever deeds we perform in this world. From the perspective of the Holy Quran also, true prosperity in the afterlife is eternal life, you know, eternal life. Now you can refer to chapter Ghafir, verse 39, where there is peace, tranquility, and absolute security. You can also refer to chapter Al-An'am, verse 127, and there are clear verses, there are clear indications based on which true prosperity and eternal life is in the afterworld, because that is the permanent abode, and therefore no insufficiency is found there. Everything is perfect in the afterworld. And of course, though people might have lived a desperate life in this world, reminiscence of God's blessings in the other world fades that out, since a believer hopes for comforts of the other world, you know. If we go through pain, if we go through difficulty and vicissitude and tribulation, we will definitely be rewarded in the hereafter, and we must pin our hope on God's mercy and on God's compassion in the afterworld. And if we have trust in Allah, if we keep having hope in Allah, then definitely we will have an easier life, a more comfortable life in this world, and also it is a tremendous effect on our life in the afterworld. And we do know for sure that the afterworld is a permanent world. It is a world where prosperity is guaranteed for those people who have hope in God and who do not despair of Allah's mercy. There is another aspect of, you know, having hope. We said that hope is an essential element of the Islamic education system, of course, and it is based on two aspects. One is cognitive aspect and the other is behavioral aspect. And behavioral approaches in the Holy Quran, of course, have been touched on, have been highlighted, and you know, the behavioral approaches do have an impact on hope development and also on the reinforcement of hope. What does behavioral approach mean? Behavioral approach refer to practical procedures for developing and reinforcing hope in people, you know. These are solutions that focus on human behavior. I mean that behavioral approaches are solutions that focus on human behavior and on human practices in order to boost sincere and true hope.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings friends of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
These solutions, which are based on the behavior and which come from the human behavior and man's behavioral approach, are categorized into individual and social modes, you know. When it comes to the individual mode or the individual solutions, of course, the first thing that's highly emphasized and that is highly stressed upon is remembering God or zikr. Zikr. Zikr is a very important concept. Zikr means to pay attention to God with language or heart, or both, you know. Whether it is verbally or through heart, that means zikr, you know. Allah bi dhikrillah tatmin al qulub, you know. This is an important verse of the Quran, which says that with the remembrance of Allah, the heart rests in peace, you know. So zikr actually is a particular state of mind where human beings consider God at that time. Whatever he does, he remembers God. He thinks that God is there. God is the witness. God sees him. And of course, prayer is one of the types of zikr. Prayer is one of the manifestations of zikr. From the viewpoint of Islam, the main cause of all anxieties and mental disorders of human beings these days is because they are forgetting God, because they are oblivious of God, and because they are not mindful of their duty to Allah. They are not God conscious, you know. You can refer to verse 65 of chapter Al-Asra, where you will find a verse related to the same concept. You know, the connection between the human soul and God originates from and lasts on the basis of remembering God. And there is no doubt about it. The Quran says, فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. In fact, it is God who says, فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. God says, remember me and I will remember you. You know, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 152. Remember me, I will remember you. Washkuruli, and be thankful to me. Wala takfurun, and don't be ungrateful. So, this verse of the Quran is very clear in its purport when it says fathkuruni. It means that you have to remember me, and dhikr is a duty, and it is an obligation upon mankind. Every individual has to fulfill his duty towards Allah by remembering him and by constantly, doing dhikr, which, as I said, means to remember either using one's tongue or using or entertaining and being conscious of Allah. So, in fact, as I said, by remembering God, the hearts find peace. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatminul qulub. And of course, zikr has such an effect. If you remember God, of course, your heart will definitely rest in peace. We will continue our discussion about hope in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So I need. So I need.
I know that you see how much.
love is all I need.